Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022. After proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend, Brian Bowling, when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Rene Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Rene's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked evidence about what really happened to Rene by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Top 5 Most Haunted Palaces in Europe. Europe has a long and storied history with many of its buildings dating back hundreds of years. Some of them have been preserved, while others have been abandoned and left to rot away and decay. The structures on this list are not only grand and ominous, but they also seem to have inhabitants that have never left. These are the top 4 most haunted palaces in Europe. Number 5. Beau Seguro Palace, Portugal. Built in 1849, the Beau Seguro Palace in Lisbon, Portugal, was once home to Antonio Guimarães, the Baron of Gloria. He bought then remodeled it, adorning it with luxurious tiles and surrounding the place with a beautiful French formal garden. After the Baron's death, the palace was passed down to his nephew and niece. It thrived from various artistic additions and investments given by several heirs of the late Baron. But by the 1930s, the palace had begun a steady decline. Many of the items inside were sold off in auctions, and it soon came under the ownership of the Maris brothers, who transformed it into a college. By the 80s, the palace was bought by the Municipal Council of Lisbon. Alterations were done inside to serve its new function, including the updating of old wallpaper, subdivisions in the internal space, and the tiles in the kitchen were replaced with adhesive plastic. The greenhouse was also rebuilt and further restoration work was done between 1989 and 1992. Many say that the once unparalleled beauty and elegance of the castle stands in contrast for what it's more well known for today, as being one of the most haunted places in Portugal. For decades, even when people worked and lived there, the palace has been the subject of strange rumors and legend. People who have stayed there have heard weird knocks and footsteps when there is no one around. Workers and employees have complained of doors and windows mysteriously opening and closing with no breeze or anyone messing with them. On more than one occasion, boxes have been moved from one room to another with no explanation, and workers say at night, despite having no one inside, they could hear voices emanating from the rooms. Outside, visitors have reported hearing an ominous bell chime in the garden, even when no such bell exists on the grounds. People believe these paranormal happenings are the works of the Baron of Gloria. It's unclear why, but it seems the Baron continues to pull pranks on those who visit or stay within the palace. If you're in the area, feel free to stop by because the Beau Séjour Palace is currently open to the public. Number 4. Château Miranda, Belgium. On the hills of Salès, inside the province of Namur, Belgium, sits an old abandoned chateau that's been shrouded in mystery for a long time. It was originally built in 1866 for the Lettekerk de Beaufort family. They lived there until World War II, with a portion of the Battle of the Bulge taking place on the property. By the 50s, it was dubbed as Château de Noisy because it was used as an orphanage and holiday camp for sickly children. When first constructed, the chateau was iconic because of its many towers, conical roofs, and neo-Gothic details. It also stood out for having more than 500 windows. Its most iconic feature, however, is the front-facing clock tower, which was completed in 1903. English architect Edward Milner worked on the palace, but mysteriously died a premature death, never living to see its completion. In 1991, the castle was abandoned and the owners looked to sell it, in hopes someone would repair and transform it into a heritage hotel, but there were no takers despite its great location and structure. Curiously, the Salès municipality also offered to buy the castle, but the owners refused to sell it to them. In 1995, a fire burned down a portion of the castle. The owners also removed items like the hardwood floors, the Italian blue marble, and the fireplaces to be used in another castle and a nearby farm. The chateau suffered more damage in 2006 when a storm passed by, causing the roof to cave in. Mysteriously, in 2013, the family filed a formal request to demolish the chateau completely. Even though a lot of people wanted to preserve it, by 2017, all of the Château Miranda had been demolished and no signs of its previous glory were left behind. But despite the fact that the structure itself had already been demolished, when it stood, Château Miranda gained another notoriety for being one of the most haunted places in Belgium. It's difficult to pinpoint what exactly made the castle haunted, or any major events that might have led to the hauntings, but starting with the mysterious death of the original architect Edward Milner, down to the fact that the family refused to sell the castle to the municipality and opted to have it demolished instead of preserving it, conjures up many questions. Even more baffling is that up until it was demolished, the clock in the clock tower continued to work. No one knew how long it had been since it was last serviced, but it seemed to just keep on going for decades. Number 3. Tower of London, England. The Tower of London in England is one of the most visited tourist spots in the country. But for many Londoners, the Tower, as it's affectionately called, inspires both awe and fear. Created in the 1070s, the tower was built by William the Conqueror as a sign of power over the defeated Londoners. Nothing of its kind had ever existed before, and it took more than 20 years for the structure to be finished. Over the years, various leaders added to the structure, including the defensive curtain wall as well as additional towers. This heightened the regal and imposing look of the structure while strengthening its function overall. Inside was as grand as the exterior. Kings and queens used the Tower Palace as private lodging, helping to protect them while also keeping their valuables and possessions safe. In fact, even today, it's where the royal crown jewels are held and protected. Despite its austerity, the Tower of London has a bloodier and morbid side, leading it to be dubbed as one of the most haunted places in all of London. It's been the setting of many tragedies and deaths over the years. In 1471, during the War of the Roses, Henry VI was murdered inside the tower. Later on, the children of his rivals, Edward IV, disappeared inside the castle as well. In 1674, two skeletons of young boys between the ages of 10 and 12 were discovered. These were the same ages as the sons of Edward IV. Although no longer present, a once splendid royal palace was situated south of the tower. It was here where Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII celebrated their upcoming wedding. 3 years later, it was the quarters where Anne was held prior to her execution by sword at the Tower Green. By the Tudor age, the tower was more well known as a prison and a place for torture as opposed to royal lodging. Anyone who walked through its doors were uncertain they would ever come out. People like Elizabeth I, Sir Walter Raleigh, and Guy Fawkes were all held as prisoners there at one time. When beheadings and executions took place, many of the bodies of the dead were discarded and buried under the chapel without any memorial whatsoever. These were, however, later exhumed and properly reburied with names and coat of arms. Because of these deaths and the many gruesome murders and stories surrounding the tower, it's no surprise it's become a hotbed for paranormal activity. Those who have been inside say the ghost of Anne Boleyn still haunts the Tower Green today, which is where she was executed. Another famous ghost is that of Arabella Stuart, the cousin of Elizabeth I, who was arrested after marrying without consent. Then there's the princes in the tower, who are the two young boys that were murdered inside. However, the strangest report of all is the presence of what many people say is a huge bear that sometimes appears to frighten visitors. Many don't know, but at one time the tower once housed exotic animals and served as a zoo for royalty. In the massive white tower, a ghostly figure of a woman is often seen. At some point, several witnesses even saw her waving to a group of children standing on the opposite side of the building. At least one guard is reported being attacked by an unknown specter while on patrol. He felt a heavy garment covering him, and when he tried to move forward, he could feel it being pulled tightly around his throat. When he finally broke free and rushed to the other room, he found marks on his neck, which he documented. Many other stories are related by the guards and those who have stayed within or around the tower. Owing to its gruesome history, perhaps, the ghosts inside have never found peace and instead haunt those who dare to disturb their rest. Number 2. Leap Castle, Ireland. Located in Coolderry, Ireland, the Leap Castle is known in the country as home to several murders and bloody rampages. It's unclear when exactly it was built. Some say it was created in the 12th century, while others believe it wasn't until the 15th. Whatever the case, it's very old, and it was constructed over the top of Druid ruins. The name Leap Castle can be traced back to the O'Bannons, an affluent clan hailing from the county Tipperary. Legend has it that even before the castle was built, two O'Bannon brothers challenged each other to leap from a rock where the castle was to be built. Whoever survived would be responsible for the construction and govern of the clan. After the O'Bannons, it was owned by the O'Carrolls, but under their rule, the legacy of bloodshed in the castle reached a brutal point. Legend has it that in their hands, Leap Castle became the site of countless murders. When the O'Carrolls' chief died, he didn't appoint a successor, causing a rift between his sons, Thaddeus and Teague. Thaddeus, a priest, was once delivering a mass inside the chapel when his brother burst in and struck him with a sword. Today, it's dubbed as the Bloody Chapel, and his apparition is said to haunt the area near the stairway. The O'Carrolls also notoriously murdered 40 members of the McMahon family on their property. Apparently, they hired the McMahons to train them in warfare, and after they did, the O'Carrolls, under the pretense of a feast, poisoned and killed the McMahons inside the Leap Castle so they wouldn't have to pay them. Another apparition is that of the Red Lady. She is described as a tall specter with a red flowing gown. Even more brutal was the discovery of a secret room behind a wall in the chapel. Inside, hundreds of human skeletons on top of wooden spikes were found. It took 3 cartloads to haul all the bones. Apparently, the O'Carrolls would simply drop any unsuspecting guests or enemies through a trap door and allow them to be killed or impaled and then left to rot. At one point, the Darbys took over the castle and brought their own history into the place. Captain Darby was a wild individual and said to have hid many of his treasures in and around the castle. After being sent to exile, he went mad and couldn't remember where he had buried his treasures. His ghost has been seen around the grounds, and it's believed he's still there looking for his treasures today. The wife of one of the descendants of Captain Darby eventually lived in the castle as well. Mildred Darby was into the occult and performed seances within the castle walls. It's at one of these seances where she said she awakened a once dormant elemental spirit. This unusual spirit was there even before the druids chose the area. She described it as a thin and gaunt shadowy figure with the smell of a rotting corpse. Eventually, Leap Castle was abandoned entirely in 1922 when Ireland was going through a revolt. Since the Darbys were an English family, the castle was targeted during the uprising where it was bombed and looted. Later, it was purchased by Peter Bartlett in the 1970s and now currently owned by musician Sean Ryan and his wife. To date, Ryan still owns the castle and has reported several freak accidents while living there. Chalk it up to its bloody history, but there's no doubt that Leap Castle still remains a mysterious hub for the paranormal. Number 1. Moosham Castle, Austria. Found near Salzburg, Austria, Moosham Castle was first registered in a deed in 1191. It was built by the Prince Bishops of Salzburg and served as home to them for decades. Moosham gained its haunted reputation thanks to its violent past. It was the site of more than 100 witch killings. For a time, mass hysteria crept into the United States and all over Europe. People thought witches lived among them, which led them to convict and kill countless people under the belief that they could cast spells. In Austria, it was no different. This castle became a center for the persecution, trial, and the eventual beheadings of over 100 so-called witches during the Salzburg witch trials. Between 1675 and 1690, all these people and thousands more were accused, imprisoned, and tortured, all because someone said they were suspicious of them. Interestingly here, however, many of the accused witches were men instead of women. Those executed ranged between 10 and 80 years old. Alarmingly, 92 of those killed were under the age of 21. These were mostly beggars and young children who had no family to vouch for their character. All those that went under trial were tortured in various ways. Some had their hands cut off, others were burned and branded, leaving them to be identified as criminals for the rest of their lives. Many also ended up confessing to being a witch or practicing witchcraft, just so the torture would stop. It's because of the immense history of torture that Moosham is said to be haunted today. Currently, the castle serves as a museum, and the staff, along with the visitors, recount chilling stories and experiences while there. People have said they've been touched by unseen hands. They've also felt someone's breath on them, along with random banging sounds and doors slamming. In one room, dubbed as the Room of Tony, where the torturer resided, visitors have felt a dark presence, and at least one person has claimed to even have had a conversation with this entity. The torture chamber is another area heavily active in paranormal events. It's there that many have seen an unexplainable white mist that appears to float around the room before disappearing. Others have felt their hair, hands, and legs touched at some point, and voices have also been recorded via EVP. Incidentally, Moosham Castle is also tied to a unique story. It's said that in the 1800s, dead animals and livestock were found killed close to it. Residents of the castle were accused of being werewolves, and some of them were even imprisoned for this, while others were actually executed. So they were the top 5 most haunted palaces in Europe. Countless buildings stand abandoned today, most of which are remnants of the old world, a world that seems so far away from today's modern technology and advances. But these castles and towers continue to live on, not only in memory, but in the mysterious hauntings by entities that we can't explain. If you like this video, then please subscribe to our channel and consider supporting us on Patreon. We have new videos every Wednesday and Saturday, so be sure to come back and check those out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you soon.